Hello, Douglas.
Yeah.
Hi, my name's Maysoon. I'm calling about the Roundup lawsuit on a recorded line.
Oh. Okay.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
It's good to hear. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No, not really. I haven't done anything with the Roundup case. Probably no. I mean, I pulled out the thing. I just figured. I don't know. I don't know what I figured. I just pulled it out.
What would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the lawsuit?
Absolutely. I don't see why not. I could use a buck or two. After all, I did have T7
And were you or a loved one diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spring Roundup?
I had B-cell lymphoma.
The
That was after the pancreatic cancer.
Oh, it
So,
was diffuse large B-cell lymphoma.
yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry to hear that. And
Yeah.
when were you diagnosed?
I think it was 2019 with pancreatic. And then I did the chemo for that. It was about 9 months, almost, before I found out I had B-cell lymphoma, too. So. So that was another 6 months of chemo. 15 months altogether straight. Damn near killed me.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I can barely walk now.
And
Yeah, life's not good. Go ahead.
how old were you when you were diagnosed with the B-cell lymphoma?
Let's see. It's been about 5 years. I'm 56 now, so probably 51, 52. Mean, I've got all the paperwork. I'd have to get all the paperwork out and go through it and find out. But I know 2019 is when I got the pancreatic cancer diagnosis, third stage, and then I did by the time they got everything all set up and. About a year gone by before I went to where is that? There's Minnesota priest, for God's sake. I forget it. It's the cancer place. It's cancer hospital up there, up north of Rochester. Went to Rochester, Minnesota, where there's two doctors up there, and that's where they. For about getting the tumor removed from my pancreas, that's when I got diagnosed with B-cell lymphoma.
So that was in 2020.
Yeah, it had been 2021. I know it was late 19 when I got to the pancreatic cancer.
Oh gosh. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any documents with another law firm?
I don't believe I have. I mean, not for Roundup. I did for the. I went for pancreatic cancer, but not tell me. But then they dropped me for some reason or other. They didn't tell me.
Okay,
So
so for Roundup though, you haven't signed any documents or filed.
no, I haven't done anything with Roundup. The only thing I was first thing I've done. I mean, I thought about it a lot of times, but finally I just said, hell, I'm going to do it. I'm miserable.
No. Well, for the Roundup, were you spraying it at home? Was it for work or both?
Well, we use it at home, and my buddy used it on his garden. So, I mean, and I worked in, I worked, I did the residential concrete. Which is sidewalks, patios, and driveways, things like that. And you can go in any garage and find a bottle of Roundup sitting there. I mean, everybody used Roundup. Then, what do? I pick out grass and plants and shrubs, to pour concrete. So I'm not exposed. No, I'm not exposed.
And you were
And I don't
spraying it
know.
yourself?
Oh, yeah. Well, you didn't. I used the chicken stuff for years. It was good stuff. Worked. You know, kept the weeds down.
Right. And was anyone else affected by the Roundup as well that you know of?
Not in the family. Nobody else has gotten cancer, but my brothers are barbers. I'm the only, and my older brother, he did construction too, but he was a bricklayer, not a concrete man. So, I mean, I was down, face down in the stuff as far as I'm concerned.
Mm-hmm.
And me, the flower beds we've torn out and people's yards and things to pour concrete. Yeah. No, I couldn't be exposed.
Right. And how many years were you spraying Roundup for?
Oh, we'd use it until, you know, up to the point where they, so you know, where you got the bad rap. So, I mean, it's not like we used it constantly all the time, but, you know, whenever there's a weed problem, out come the Roundup. A couple times a year, you know. There's a big fish problems in the yard.
Mm-hmm. So would you say, or how many years would you say you've been spraying it for?
Oh, I'm 56 years old. I've been spraying that stuff since I was 20.
So over 30 years.
Yeah, at least.
And would you say you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Oh, yeah. I mean, realistically, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's a lot more than that.
Right.
I mean, we were my boss down south in Tennessee had a blind. We go out and spray and kill all the things around, and then she get shot. You know. So.
And the phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
It's a smartphone. It's my only number.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Absolutely.
All right. And I'm just going to list off a few other illnesses. You can just say yes or no if this applies to you, okay?
Okay.
All right. HIV, AIDS, or organ transplant?
No.
Hepatitis B, hepatitis C?
C.
C. Autoimmune disease or Epstein-Barr?
Nope.
Arthritis, diabetes, or lupus?
Nope.
Any family cancer history or?
I don't know. We have mostly a heart history in our family. I think my Uncle Richard died of cancer. He got cancer, but he was in Vietnam, so. I think that's as far as I know. Uncle Richard. But I could find out, yeah, how many people in the family died of cancer.
Okay.
That would be hard to do.
And for the pancreatic cancer, that was diagnosed in 2019, correct?
Yeah.
And you had treatment for that?
Yeah. I got jaundice, turned yellow, you know, and I went in and to the doc and they gave me a host of things that were wrong with me, but then. Slayed me with 30-day pancreatic cancer. The doctor told me, son, if I was you, I'd go home and get my affairs in order. And walked out.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. That's the man. Great. Good.
Okay. And then I have your first name spelled Douglas. Is that correct?
Yeah, Douglas.
Last name, Woods.
Yep, Woods.
And can you confirm your gender for me?
Oh, I'm a guy, male.
Thank you. Are you married?
No.
Okay, and what is your date of birth?
4/17/68.
And how did you first learn of the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis?
Just watching news. They give you a list of different things that, you know, that they causes, and there was B-cell lymphoma. But like, wow, look at that. So.
Okay. So did you see any ads online, or how did you know?
I don't watch a lot of TV, but I'm on my phone a lot. They have there's all kinds of advertising on your phone for, suing this place or that place, So social media more or less.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And when was that? What year would you say you became aware that it might have been related to Roundup?
I can't remember the other. I did something with the thing that can't you? There was another company that was got accused of causing all kinds of cancers, and that was one of them. And that didn't pan out. That was about three years in. I think like maybe last year, year before, I started realizing that Roundup was on chopping block too, and so I started kind of paying attention to it and seeing what two cancers did cause. Mm-hmm. It seems like there's all kinds of companies now that are going to the wayside because of cancer, because they knew. And they knew.
And was that, so did you become aware of it? Was it in 2020 when you were diagnosed that there was a connection, or was it earlier?
Yeah, 2021. Because I've beaten the pancreatic cancer, so I was getting the checkup, and one of the doctors was giving me, poking under my arm, he grabbed one of my leg bones under my arm. He was poking me, and he squeezed it, and my whole side swelled up, and it burst. So I had to take it out. Mm-hmm. That's going to find out.
Oh,
and
I
that'll
see.
Be on record. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that's how I feel about it. That. Anyway, that shit hurts.
And can I also get the last four digits of your social?
8412.
8412?
Yep.
And what is your height and weight?
6'4", probably about 300.
300. And do you have a primary email I can put down?
WoodsDoug91@gmail.com.
Gmail.com. And how many times per month would you say you used Roundup?
It's a couple. I mean, minimum two. Depending on how much rain and how much weeds we got.
Mm-hmm. So at least two times per month.
Oh yeah, minimum. Yeah, at least.
And did you spray Roundup for at least one full year before you were diagnosed?
Oh, I'm spraying shit for years. Who knew? Nobody knew.
Right.
I was good. That's a go-to weed killer. We'll get another bottle of Roundup.
Okay. So you would say yes?
Yes, absolutely.
And what year did you first start spraying Roundup?
Well, she had it. I think it was 20, so now we're talking a long time. When she was 30, she was 16, 26 years, something like that. So, no? Yeah. Thanks. Wow, Roundup been around that long? I'm getting old.
What year was that?
I don't even know what year that was. 36 years ago. I was 20. So, that'd be 70, 85, and back in the late 80s, 89.
89. Okay. And then when was the last time you sprayed it, though? Was that in 20?
Yeah. I mean, she's, you couldn't even get around it anymore after everything started coming out. So that stuff was off the shelf. So, and of course, if you had any at home, you didn't use it. You threw it away. Mm-hmm. So nobody bought you.
So the last.
Lineup or, I'd say, what, 24? I'd say probably, because I had cancer at 19. I was doing the chemo, so I wasn't spraying nothing then.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd say 18.
2018.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. did you wear any protective gear when applying the Roundup?
No. No, not really. Rubber gloves sometimes. Depending on where I was spraying. How deep I had to get into the brush.
Mm-hmm. And what state were you using the Roundup in?
I was using it in Iowa and Tennessee. 1 through 6 I lived in.
Okay, you said Iowa.
Yeah, Iowa and Tennessee. Everybody in Tennessee had a bottle of Roundup. I mean, every garage I ever went into had a bottle of Roundup in it. Every home. So, it's...
And if you had to give me an estimate of how many exposures you've had to Roundup in your lifetime, would you say that's, you know, over 20?
1,000?
Oh, 1,000.
Yeah. I mean, you know how many concrete jobs I've done? Sidewalks and patios and people's yards and torn out flower beds and all of that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, I've been overexposed.
Right.
Yeah, you don't know you're being exposed, and it doesn't matter if you don't know there's something wrong with this stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Why would you keep track or know? Yeah, I haven't been exposed. I mean, at least about it. I've been doing concrete work since I was 10 years old.
Wow. And where were you purchasing the Roundup from?
Usually Ace Hardware or Lowe's or Nars, whatever.
Was it the concentrate or premix?
I did just put whatever was in the bottle of the spray, you know, the spray nozzle. That was premix, I believe.
Premix? Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it'd be premix. I never mixed this stuff up. I bought it ready to roll.
Okay. Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides or benzene or Agent Orange?
No, I mean, who knows? Not that I know of. So,
do you get your water from a well?
When I was a kid, I did. We lived on a farm. So, I mean, but that's, I was 10 when we moved off the farm. That was the last house I lived in with a well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was farm.
Do you have any receipts or empty bottles at all?
No. Uh-uh.
Have you ever smoked?
Yeah.
How many years have you smoked for?
Oh, I smoked until I got cancer. I smoked for 25 years, I guess.
25? Are you currently employed?
No, I'm on disability. Yeah, again. I can't hold down the job. I can't even hardly walk. They gave me so much chemotherapy that it nerve damage to my legs.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my legs swell up. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Did you lose any time from work because of surgery or treatment?
I had to quit work. I can't. That's why I was done. When I was working down south. I've been down there for 10 years. When I started feeling, you know, like falling off the pace, I knew something was wrong with me. I just didn't know what. I went to the doctor down there once, but I never heard back. I didn't answer the call, or I didn't hear back from whatever. But I probably told the boss I was going to head home back to Iowa because, you know, I knew something was wrong with me. I just didn't know what, and I was going to go home. So I wanted to go home for a while, you know, and I went to the doctor here when I got jaundice. And that's when I found out, so.
Oh.
But I've been falling off the pace of work. I do concrete work, and, you know, we work 10, 12 hours a day, and I'm used to it. And when I can't, you know, all of a sudden you can't do, and you know you can't do something you've been doing every day for years. You're wearing you out, and you know something's wrong.
Right.
So.
Okay.
Yeah, I came back to Iowa and got another job doing carpet work. So I went back to work after. I took a month off. I went back to work. I was feeling better, but it didn't last long.
Okay. Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in another lawsuit?
No.
Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
Nope.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No, just for this year. They put me on disability for this. For the B7 lymphoma. After that, I was all right until I started taking the medicine for it to kill B7 lymphoma. That stuff was vicious. The nurses called it Red Devil, and it kills people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, I asked my doctor, she said, you know, it's going to give me 6 treatments. And, you know, I got down to that last treatment, and I knew it was going to be done. I didn't finish the treatment because I didn't want the rest of it because I knew how bad it was going to feel. But I asked the doctor, well, why only six? What if it wasn't gone? And she said, well, she says, I don't know. She says, we figured that's all you could take. So, yeah. You know, they knew this stuff was bad. And they were going to give me as much as they could. And they did. They figured six, and they were right. And one more would have killed me.
Right.
So, the stuff for kill B7 lymphoma was nasty. Nasty stuff, boy.
And
hair fell out, toenails fell off, fingernails. I mean, shoot.
Other than any minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Oh, yeah, I've been convicted of a crime. But what's that got to do with this?
I'm sorry?
What does being convicted of a crime have to do with B-cell lymphoma, Roundup?
Oh, it's just one of the questions on the intake. It's saying, besides any minor traffic offense, have you ever been convicted of a crime? Just to get background information.
Well, yeah, I have. So you want to know a crime, huh? Burglary is what they called it.
Okay.
But I wanted to lock the guy up. So I wasn't burglarizing. I just crossed the threshold. That's considered burglary.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is.
And do you have any medical records that could show the B-cell lymphoma?
Yeah, I mean, I have all my medical records. I kept all of the paperwork for pancreatic and this.
Okay. And can I get the name of that the hospital where you were diagnosed?
I was at Mercy Hospital. Yeah. Mercy. Yeah, it was Mercy. They closed the hospital down now. Well, they're closing it down. I'll have to leave, I guess. Mercy Hospital. Yeah, in Davenport, Iowa. Mercy, yeah. Up on Marquette and what's the other street? Marquette and I can't remember the darn street. It starts with a C. Crap.
Is it now the University of Iowa Healthcare Medical Center, or?
It might be. I mean, they may have changed that. I know they've got a little one of the parking lots turned into one of those little walking clinics up there.
Yeah, this one says 500 East Market Street in Iowa City.
That's Iowa City. This is Davenport.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's Davenport. Yeah. Iowa City is about 45 minutes down the road. But I'm in Davenport.
Davenport. So for that one, I
Yeah.
see. Oh, it says
Million.
Genesis Medical Center.
Genesis, that's it, that's it. That's the one. I had it wrong. I don't know why I said Mercy. Yeah, Genesis. I guess that it used to be Mercy. Way back, way back when. It was Mercy.
There's one on 1401 Central Park Avenue, or
That's it, Central Park. I told you it started with C. I just couldn't spit out that word.
right. Do you remember your physician's name?
At that hospital, the doctor gave me the diagnosis?
Yeah, what was
No.
the diagnosis?
But my Dr. Primo is my she was my cancer doctor at IFES Solutions up on 53rd Street. Susan Primo was my cancer doctor, so
And what was
and still is.
the her name?
Susan Primo. It's like FRIEMEL, I think. Something like that. Not in the car, otherwise I'd already have a book open looking up stuff for you, but I was off sitting in the car when you called.
That's okay. I see Susanna Fremall.
Yeah. That's her, yes. Doc J, she had plenty up there. Not, it's a good question. I mean, realistically, even though they about killing me, it's really nice, really good clinic. They do great work, and she's a great doc, as far as I'm concerned.
Oh. So when was the last time you were treated?
See, I've been in remission now for 3 years, three and a half. I got to be. Five years has to pass before I can get a clean bill of health, so and get my knees replaced, things like that. They're not gonna replace my knees until I'm not sure. So sure I'm not gonna freaking die.
Oh. So your sorry, so your first treatment for the B cell was in 2020?
It hadn't been 20, either late 2020 or in early 21. But yeah, because I did 9 months for the pancreatic cancer first, and then 6 months for the B-cell lymphoma. One
Okay.
right after. Yeah, I switched from one type of chemo to another type of chemo.
Oh, I see. So then the last time you were treated for the B cell was in 2021.
Yeah, that'd be. Late 20, or sometime 21, I think. I mean, I should put my ass upstairs and just grab my folder. I'll be answering these questions for you.
That's okay. I just need your best, your best of your memory, and then once the attorneys give you a call, you can give them more of the details.
Yeah, I can fill them in
Yeah.
and voice them. I got all that
And what is your current address?
1604 West 4th Street, Davenport, Iowa, 52802.
All right. And then for the treatment regarding the non-Hodgkin's, that was chemotherapy, correct?
Yeah. Yep. The out of
Do.
court myself.
Oh.
That's how they administered the chemo through a port.
Through a port. Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number just in case something unfortunate happens or we can't get a hold of you. Did you want to provide one?
Yeah, Susan Woods. She's my mama.
Does she live with you?
No. And there's 2 houses down. Her number's 563-343-2007.
Thank you. And are you familiar with DocuSign? Okay, then I'm going to go
Yeah.
ahead and send that over to you right now. You receive it as a text link and an email link, okay? So whichever one's
Right.
easier to open up.
Okay. Let me clear out my phone here. I'll just go down and grab it out of the way. There we go. Let's see here. Where are we at? One last one. So the gun is what, email or a Gmail or something? Yeah.
Yeah, I sent
My
it to
handle.
your phone number and
Yeah,
your
my.
email.
Okay. All right. Let's pop up here somewhere then. Oh, there it is. Okay. There we have it. Let's see now. Okay, one. Let's see. We got one coming in here. Oh, where's that one? Okay, not there. Check some text messages here. I'll bring the torch media. Send you what? Let's see, this is here. Ah, Jackie time, yep. I got it. Yeah. Down in that little bad boy up there.
And then while
Yeah.
you are going through that, I'm also going to send you another text from my direct line just so you have my number in case you have any questions.
Okay. All right, I got the docu sign here. Thank you for
Yes.
that. And continue. 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 Is that okay? Wants me to read all the crap, doesn't it? Or is that where I signed? Looks like, let's see, let me pull this up a little bit. Okay, so I'm gonna be a client signature.
Yes.
Well, I wish I'd have signed it right now. let me see here. Do I just initial? My initial? Huh?
On the first one?
Yeah. Do I just initial these things, or is it do I need to?
It
Because
should
I
tell
just
you.
phoned.
Yeah, it should tell you to either draw your signature with your finger or put your initials.
Okay. All right. Let's see now. Sign here, please. All right. So, hold the button. Oh, let's see. I don't know if I'm getting it or not. I've seen these lines. I think I better press. Hold on, let me start. Let me try that. All right. Yeah. Well, now, let's see. All right. Okay. What I'm having here is the page won't stay still. Put my finger on it.
Do you see a continue button?
I see a next button.
Yeah, you can
Let me
press
see.
next. It should take you to the third
Oh,
box.
here we go. Here we go. I figured it out. I'm slow sometimes, but I get there. All right, there we go. There's one. Okay. Nothing signed. Okay. Now, here's another one. Oh, where'd you go? Don't run away. Come back. Don't let me. All right, let's see. This way is draw initials. All right. One. What's this one? Move me around here. Okay, and not let me do. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. It's putting my feet here for me. I didn't realize it was going to do that for me. That's excellent. Huh, pretty darn. That made it quick work, didn't it?
All right,
I'll
and
be
I
back.
just received it as well, and I sent you that text for my direct line. So now the
Okay.
attorneys should be giving you a call within the next few days to just verify your information with you and tell you the next
Okay.
steps.
What do you know the number they'll be calling from? I'm not one for answering numbers without names, and so if I have if you give me the area code or something close to what the number's gonna look like, I'll answer those numbers.
Yeah, I'll send you their number right now.
Okay, good. Yeah, if you can do that, then I'll answer that. I'll put that in and just put attorneys on. So So I'll answer it, because otherwise I won't answer it. They'll never get a hold of me. I don't know who it is.
Okay, and then if they haven't reached out or if you haven't heard from them, you can let me know, and I'll give you
okay.
a call back to transfer you over to them myself. But I just sent you their number.
All right, awesome.
All right. And did you have any other questions?
No, ma'am. I sure don't.
Okay, well then thank you.
Yep, thank you.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. Bye.